Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Learning Masech Nesiyumid Afnan Chesem and Aleph. The sugi starts in Afnan Zayin and Mabez, the sugi of Ma'arv and Lekronis. Gansi Gemara, the Mishnah had said, Ira, Dama, Par, Lesech, Dama, Sar, the Hefzer, Samal, Lerekon, they mix together the Dama, Par, Dama, Sar, before you do the Matana of the Kronis. And the Gemara says, Tan, Command, Yom, Ma'arv and Lekronis, Bruno Machlekes, Rebeish, and Rebeinison, with the different Joshes. If you mix the dam and pyre and dam and sar before you put it on the dalit kronis of the mizbeach epnimi. So the Mikdash David, Ham David Rapport, and also the Briski Rav, they have a chakira like this. If you hold ma'arv in the kronis, is it the pshat and it's really two zrikas? The pyre needs a matana dalit on the kronis and a matana zayin altir, and the sar also needs a matana dalit on the kronis and zayin altir, right? The halacha is that you do them together. But the zrika is a zrika of the par, and also a zrika of the sar, the two zrikas. Well, no. It's like one big zrika. It's one zrika. It's like a new anayadin. Anayad zrika of both the par and the sar. It's not a zrika of the par and also a zrika of the sar. It's anayad zrika. It's one zrika of the par and the sar. The Mikdash David says in Afkamina, so b'chleikis rebbi nechacham min zvachim nefayin hey, if you have two, dam that gets mixed together, Rebbe says they have to have a shear zof, shear zrika for each of them in order to be zerikit. So that's a shayla. Let's say it was nishmach, the dam apara, the dam is sorry, but even you don't have a shear zrika from each of them, but you have a shear zrika from both together. So the shayla is according to Rebbe, can you do it? If you need both zrikas, so you need a shear for both. If it's one zrika, so the shear would be the combined. Even according to Rabbanan, Bin Afkamini says like this. Let's say you say, I'm doing the par part, I'm doing it b'machshava tichutz uzmana yukadayma. So if it's two zrikas, so the par and the sar, so you pass all the par. You can pass all the par b'machshava. As long as you mcheshev on the dama par, you can pass all the par. If you think about the sar, you can pass all the sar. But if you hold it's one zrika from both of them, so the only din machshava will be is on the whole dam. If you say, part of the dam that I'm doing this week on should be for the machshavas kuzes mana. That doesn't work, because it's only part of the zrika. You have to do the whole zrika machshava to pasul. So if the pshat is two separate zrikas that are gradually coming together, so each one has a din zrika. So each one would have a machshavas pigle to pasul. But if it's one's one big zrika, so you'd have to be chayshav on the whole thing. The Briski Rav also clears the thing. He wants to say that says in the Gemara Nafnan Chesed Din, the Yim'arev, right? We have here the Gemara here, that the Iridam and Parladam is Sar, and why Yim'arzer as a Mole Lerekun, you pour it back in, Kedela Arva Yafa Yafa. Basra Din is it Kedela Arva Yafa Yafa. He wants a Taina, if it's a Din to give them together, then why would you have to mix it Yafa Yafa? If it's a Din, each one separately, so you have to make sure that each hazah you do has in it par and sar. That's you have to marry it together. But if there'd be a din, a naya zrika from the dama par dama sar, mehecha teis would have to be ma'uriv together, yafa yafa. That's what the Briski Rav says. I would have thought mamish vakert. Even if it's one zrika from both, but it has to be from both. So avada has to be ma'uriv yafa yafa. I would have thought mamish vakert. That if the pshat is, it's a zrika from the par and also a zrika from the sar, which happen to be together, so you find, all the time you find that by dam that gets mixed, you put it together. Yeah, you have a Gemara in Zvachim. In the 8th parak of Zvachim, if the dam get mixed together, let's say two chatayis get mixed together, so you zerik both of them together. It doesn't say to ma'ariv yafa yafa. Why? Maybe when you do the matana, you're not going to get both of them. Teretz, as you say, yesh bila. It gets completely mixed. So how come here punkt you have it, then you have to ma'ariv yafa yafa? So I would say, okay, if anything, that'll be a raya tzanayadin. If it's tamadin, you need par and sar, so you don't have to mix it up really well. There's a din yeshbili, you have both. Mashenkin, if it's a nayadin, then you need par and sar together, so maybe the par and sar, that din is, lakach midama param dama sar, they have to mix together. We'll speak about this a little bit later in the shiur also. Now the Briski Rav brings Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim said, what's the din if you're not ma'ariv l'kronis? Reb Chaim held that there's a din ma'ariv l'kronis. What if you didn't? What a coin to the man in the oven that says Ma'ariv and Lekronis. What if you didn't? What if you made a mistake and you did the four matanis in the par and then you also did the four matanis in the sar separately? Are you Yaitzah? Chaim says you Yaitzah. So the Rav says, so it's mashma coin to him, it's two matanis. is the matanif and the pie, matanif and the sar, is a din to do it together. So you could say the din to do it together, it's in lechatchila. But the evidence is not ma'akiv if you do it separately. But if you're going to say it's an ayah matanif and both, mechatesis, you could do it separately. So that's why he says, but the Minchas Rambam says it's not mamash mukhrich. You could say even if it's a nayim atanif and them from both together, but could be even a nayim atanif from both together, but the evidence works if you do it separately. It's arachiyim b'zeh. And one more nakuda, the Teizah Shanim, asks the following kashin. It's a Gemara in Zochim that Payal from the base, it's also Menachas Dafkov base, that learns out from this thing, Rabbi Huda, that holds min b'mina lebat, that learns it out from Alakach midam par midam asar, and Avi Yadua, that there's more power, there's more dhamma power than dhamma sar. So how does it work? It's a rayim min b'mina lay bato. Since they're both dhamma, it's not bato. And the rabbanan say, they learn that from there, ain't oilim of atlan zeh zeh. Not the min b'mina lay bato, but since they both go on them as bad, they're both oilim, ain't oilim of atlan zeh zeh. So the Gemara says in Svachim, if you hold ain't ma'arvin l'kronis, so how do you know the din of ain't oilim of atlan zeh zeh? You can't learn that from dhamma par dhamma sar because they're separate. I feel like it'd be innocent. So why is a different basa? So in fact, the Teizah Shadim, the Ma'isa and Halacha is that according to everyone, the seven Azayis al Tirai, you are Ma'arv. The Omach Lekis is Kranis. That's the Teizah Teizah Shadim, both Vedais. The Omach Lekis is the Kranis. But afterwards, the Kuli Alma, you mix them together for the seven Azayis al Tirai. So the Shadim is, why don't you learn out from the seven Azayis al Tirai? So it's like the Teizah Shadim, because it doesn't say via Midam Asar. It doesn't say Midam Asar. So the Briskei Rav explains what he means is like this. Briskei Rav says like this. He says, the emes in the whole Gemara is very sure. How's it shaykh to say bittul? That's what the Torah wants you to do. So that's the mitzvah of chachila. How's it shaykh bittul? Bittul's when they're supposed to be separate, and now they get combined. So then you say, the mi it's batul b'rayiv. But if they're supposed to be together, how's it shaykh bittul? The emes in is not shaykh bittul anyway. That's not. Navartis, since the Torah called it dam soyer, Vaisis is still halachic dam soyer here. It's not that the Torah will tell you mix it together and do a zrika, and you want to know how does it work, I should be bata. What do you mean? The Torah says this is the zrika with the dam apart and dam asar together. The Torah says since the Torah called the dam asar, vayistay, salachically it's called dam asar, it's not bata. So I want to tie it like this. If you say it's taka one matana from both, then what the Rav is saying is mukhrich. It's very solid. If there's no din to give a zrika from the par and a zrika from the sar, there's a din to do zrika from both. So what shaykh bittul? Pahama shaykh bittul. That's the halacha. This is the dam the Torah wanted to be zrik, this mixture. But if you're going to say that you have to do a zrika from dam par, you have to do a zrika from dam sar, and the Torah is telling you, the chachila, we want the zrika to be together. So Chayyad does state that there's no bittul. I mean, to say that it's Stam, it's mitzvah of the kach, it's yitzim and aklal. You don't usually say it, usually you learn out from there. So, king saspers that. Maybe since it's mitzvah of the kach, so you wouldn't say bittul. Not sure. But the chayyah, and I think it's what the Rav means, that if you're going to say that it's a nayim atana from both together, so then the chayyah can't learn out bittul. So, why do you learn out bittul? Because since the Torah called the dam sar, vayseis is not brought, it still has the halachic status of dam sar. But maybe you could say Teizah Shanim means like this. If it doesn't say Dama Parva Dama Sar Befeirish in the Pasuk, so then you'll taka say it's a din zrika from both together, not two zrikas in one. But since the Torah said Dam Parva Dam Sar, even though you're aware of it, but since the Torah called it Dam Sar, so that means the Torah is telling it's two zrikas in one. So that's what he's saying. It's Dama Zay that you put them together, that doesn't teach you a bit of why, because I'll tell you, it's one zrika mechadesh is from both. But since the Torah called it dam par and dam sar, that teaches you that's two separate zrikas that you're doing together. Efshad asif shan the Teizah Shanim. Al kapanim, that's the chakir. Is it two zrikas together, or is it one nai zrika? Now, I mentioned before, Reb Chaim said that it's not ma'akev if they're separate, and the Briskei Rav said from there it's mashmet, two separate zrikas. The Chazanish also holds that way. The Chazanish agrees with this Reb Chaim. The Chazanish is here on Yuma, in Ar Chaim Sim Kuv Chapesiv Kan Hey. And he says in Sora that it's not Akiv if you don't put it together. He says, Loi mi bay according to Behuda. The Behuda holds that Chukah is only said on Zvarim and Nasim and Big Day Love and Bethnim. We had this before, we'll have this soon in the Perek. That only the Big Day Love and that's Lefnai Lefnim, you have a din that it's Ma'akiv. Here it's not big dalal b'fnim, it's done on the Mizbeach and the Hegel. But even according to Mechemia, that chukas, all the things are nasa big dalal, but here won't be makiv. He says, because it's not a din and avedis and kippur, it has to be together. The Gemara learns that from achas b'shana, achas l'ishtayim. It's a din in gisha shel Mizbeach la'avedah. It's interesting. That's a mitzvah of Avedis Yom Kippur that could be separate. The reason why I have to put it together is because we don't want, there's a din mitzvah of Mizbeach Pnimi not to use it more than Achas Mishana. According to the Chazon Ish, it's Pashit that it's two separate Zrikas in the Dam Par and Dam Asori. And mitzvah the Hilchas of Avedis Yom Kippur is just as good separate. There's a Nayan din mitzvah Hilchas Mizbeach Pnimi that they have to be together. So Mechudish took a way of looking at it. But he brings a riot to the Yisrael that it's not Ma'akav. He brings Mamash the Gemara and Avmem. Mamash Kamana Beferish the Gemara. That when the Gemara was discussing this thing, whether the Dvarim Hanasim, the Big Delovim Bifnim, Yisrael Chukah, it's Ma'akav the Seder, and Dvarim Hanasim, Big Delovim Bechutz, is not Ma'akav. The Gemara says, the Lashon of the Gemara is, Hiknim Dama Parbim Mizbeach, Kaidim Matnes Asir Behechaloi Ma'akav. The Gemara and Avmem. Rabbi Hidvudi, the Omer, that it's not ma'akev, because it's nasa, only in Dvarim and Nasa Bidlom Bifnim is ma'akev. Now, if you mak them the matnas so, dam, the matnas par in the Mizbeach before the matnas Seir Behechel, obviously you're doing it without ma'arev. You're not ma'arev it. You're doing the matnas par that doesn't sound like it's ma'arev with the dam asar, and the dam asar you're keeping for the Hechel. So it sounds pretty clear that you're not ma'arev it, and still it's not ma'akev. Mamish Mefurish and Rabbi Yehuda in Menachis Tafkof Bey says that Yom Arif in the Kronis. Gval the Garayif in the Gemara, Ruim Adavul Amisha Aram, the Chazon Ish uncovers very often, he discovers Gemaras that the Mamish Klarayis to different Shailas. The Ilam says over in Bekilega that Rabbi Kilega holds it is Makiv, if you're not Ma'arif. Where's the Rabbi Kilega? It's Rabbi Kilega, it's in both in Simon Kufchav Tess and the Chuvis, it's also in Merachi and Aleph and Jush Vechidish. He's in the Chajim, what is the Rambam Paschal Lagabe Din of the Ovidloi Mahani or not? He brings theories in the Rambam. And one of the problems is the Gemara in Tmur is Mavur that if you hold the Ovidloi Mahani, you also have to hold that Ein Ma'arvin Lakronis. Now the Rambam Paschal is Ma'arvin Lakronis, and the Rambam in a few places Paschal is the Ovidloi Mahani. So he holds in the Rambam, and he holds that the Rambam holds it's the sake of the Dina. That's how he stims all the Rambams. And he says like this, so why is the Rambam saying Ma'arev in the Kronis? Because he says, because the Rambam holds that even if you hold Ein Ma'arev in the Kronis, you're allowed to be Ma'arev, you just don't have to be Ma'arev. So Mamela, he yates if you're Ma'arev. So Ibazai, so the Rambam says, okay, so why not be Ma'arev? It's a Safik. It's a Safik of Ipaskin Avon Lemahani. And the Gemara in Tumuz Mavur, that proof is a Shal of Ipaskin Ma'arev in the Kronis. See the Gemara there, why? Ba'al Kabanim, that's state. So the Kitza, the Rambam, the Kvega has the Hechuk of the Rambam holds the Suffolk of Ipaskim Ma'arvin in the Kronis and that. And that's why the Rambam says, Ma'arvin, mi Suffolk. Because if you hold a Ma'arvin, then Yosef, it's Murib. So, Mel, if you have a Suffolk, so you might as well be Ma'arvit. So, the Ilam Tain is, oh, so a Ma'arvin holds Yosef, it's Murib. So, if you hold Ma'arvin, a Karchuk can have to hold that you're not Yosef, it's not Murib. Since Rabbi Kvega says, if Ein Ma'arvin, Yetzif, it's Muriv, in them state, that if you hold Ma'arvin, I'll karch, you're not Yetzif, it's not Muriv. But the Minchas Ram, I think, is Deicha this Rai, I think, very correctly. Because Rabbi Kvega is saying more than that. Rabbi Kvega is not just saying Yetzif, but the Eved, if you hold Ein Ma'arvin, if it's Muriv. He means to say Yetzif, l'chat chila. He's Mitzayin, he says it's very bekitzer, but he's Mitzayin now what Taisa say on the Chesem and Aleph. Taisa says, Tamely, the harab yenison islay the mashish in kech umash mechel echof neatsmai. For acha mashal say dafka mashal neatsmai of neatsmai. The nearer lean, he says the teretz. So Taisa's kasha is that normally a yenison holds either one works. So he's saying the Rambam holds like Taisa's kasha that it's just as good. You could be married, you cannot be married. A married in the Quran just means you don't have to be married. That's all it means. But he's not discussing with the Evid. You see, Kipshutai, if you hold Ein Ma'arvin L'Kronis, Avada Ma'arvin would work with the Evet. L'Kuli Alma. Because we find, by the Par and the Sar B'Fnim even, the Gemara says, if it was Ma'uriv, the Gemara says, Rava held it works if you do it together for both, and the only reason why Birmi argues earlier is because the Chsarin and Seder. When you have the Par and the Sar Ma'uriv together, and you do it together for both, so Kuntais, You're doing the lamala of the sar before the zayin lamat of the par v'atayam v'chibur v'chuli. So there's no sign of it being ma'uriv and doing it together be'etzim. The sar is saved, and then avad wouldn't apply by the dal kronis because there isn't a saved by the dal kronis. There's no din to do the par first and then the sar, even if only ma'ariv and lakronis. So I think it's partially that the evin, if you hold a ma'arvin works. And Reb Chaim and the Chazanish is saying, if you hold ma'arvin, then b'di'evin, a ma'arvin also works. Each one of them would hold that b'di'evin, the other one would work. Now the man of ma'arvin, the Quranist holds, l'chatchili hafti ma'arv. That's the halacha. Achas b'shano, umidam apar midam asar, teaches you have to be ma'arv. What does Reb Yehudah hold? Taisus holds, Reb Yehudah holds, no, l'chatchili you should not be ma'arv. And Taisus explains why. Rabbi Kveg is saying in the Rambam, they know either one is good enough. If you're ma'ariv, it's good. If you're not ma'ariv, it's good. They're both good. But b'ayfin, there is no mashmoyis from Rabbi Kivega that it's ma'akev in the evin. In order to say shikul in the Rambam, that the Rambam says, since it's a suffix, you might as well be ma'ariv, you have to say that the one who holds a ma'ariv is even l'chachilik ma'ariv. Otherwise, shev al ta'asadiv. That's the pshat of Rabbi Kivega. So b'kitzur, Reb Chaim and the Chazanish both hold that if you hold ma'ariv and it's not ma'akev in the evin, and the Chazanish brings the ra'ayim from the Gemara early on the Afmen, and every kivega, I don't see any mashmayis that he argues. So, kumdais, you have two mahalchim in the din of ma'arvin. What's the pshat in ma'arv? We have a mahalach to say that the yisoid of ma'arvin means that it's a naya teiris matana from the par and the sar together. Naya teiris matana. Maybe b'chai gavna, it's more mistarbit to say it is ma'akev. That's what the biskirov of time is. But chayim and the chazanish hold is not ma'akev. Then we have a word from the chazanish. The ma'arvin is a din in the mizbeach apnimi. You shouldn't do more than one hazah on the one set of matanis on the mizbeach apnimi. Now, the Milchus Avraham brings in the Brisker Rav a third pshat of ma'arvin. And it goes like this. There's a Yishalmi. Yishalmi brings down the Brais in Teres Kainim. It says, V'es kol adam apar yishbarech l'ram estash yemik burim moshvich ha-shirai. We'll add this. That there's a ribui from his call adam apar yishbech to yimar ba adam apar v'shuch ha-shirayim. So in fact, you shall me, what happened to the adam ha-sar? The Pasuk tells in shuch ha-shirayim the adam apar. What happened to the adam ha-sar? And for the Yishalmi, since you have to yimar ba adam apar with the adam ha-sar, so mail is shuch ha-shirayim the adam ha-sar. It's more with the adam apar. So avad is din shuch ha-shirayim the adam ha-sar because it's more with the adam apar. As I said to Yishalmi. So in fact, the Biskirov, but how do you know you have to be ma'arev all the damasar? Maybe you'll just be ma'arev part of the damasar, enough to be mazid on the mizbeach apnimi, and the other part you're not going to be ma'arev. So if there's a din shvich shirayim, that would teach you to be ma'arev all of it and do the shvich shirayim with the damasar. There's no din shvich shirayim. So why are you saying the Torah only had to tell you the par, the sar, you'll know memela because it's ma'arev? Mechateis all the sar is ma'arev. Maybe only ma'arev enough to make the matana. And he brings a similar shaila on the Gemara in Bavli Yosef. The Gemara in Menachos that we mentioned says that you learn out according to Yehuda Mimba Mina is loy batal because it says Alakach midam apar midam asar and Adavi Yedua shadam shapar meruba midam asar and it's still not batal. And what did Rabbanan do? They tell you Enayin lemavatlan zezeh. So he wants to know maybe not. Maybe the din is Mimba Mina is batal. Eilin amavatal zezeh. So how do you take from the Dhamma Par and the Dhamma Sar? Very simple. You measure an exact amount of Dhamma Par with an exact amount of Dhamma Sar and put them together and do the Zrikas there. And the rest of the Dhamma Par and the Dhamma the rest of the Dhamma Par, don't be Ma'arif. How do you know you have to put all the Dhamma Par together with the Dhamma Sar? And why would you have to? As Dr. Biskirov likes us, as a state in the Pasuk, V'lokach min Dhamma Par and Dhamma Sar, that's a din to be Ma'arif. Not stam that you have to do a zrika with a dama par and a zrika with a dama sar and you gotta have to do it together. It's a naya din to be ma'arif. So mele the chi of this ma'arif all the dama par and all the dama sar. And that's where the Gemara can learn out the din of mimba minalai batal. And that's where the Yishalmi can learn out the din of shrika shirayim from the dama sar. Because in the lagach with dama par and dama sar state that the entire thing is moved together. So God in the Menchus Avraham says that could also be mevayah the din. Right, which the Biskirov had a shaila, what's the pshat in the din that I have to be ma'arev at yafa yafa? Right, we said before the Biskirov held that that's a raya, that it's two different matanis, and you have to make sure that you have both. And I tain it for okay, to make sure you have both, you say yesh bila. Maybe it's a din, it's one matana, so mela, the din of the matana is imurid. But the Melech Avraham says, according to the Brisk Rav, it's tam a din in the dam, then it has to be murid. So then is the Marav Yafi Yafi. If it's tam a din, they have to be, have a zrika from the par and the sar, and they have to be together. So what if it's murid Yafi Yafi? But if it's a din ma'ariv, it has to be murid Yafi Yafi. There's a very interesting Mikdash David also, which I think also goes with this Brisk Rav. The Mikdash David brings the kash of the Gvura Sari. I'm going to mention this kasha on the last sugya. Sugya earlier said like this. If you have some of the dam, par, and sar that got maruv together, and some of it is separately, hab shita, that the zrikas you do is with the separate dam. But now the question is, the dam that was mixed together, do you spill it to the yisai, does it have din shvich shirayim, or do you spill it to the ama? And the gemara is mevur in there, you can't be zayriket. So that's the question. Since you can't be zayriket, so maybe there's no din shvich shirayim, or maybe not. Maybe even though you can't be zayriket, has din shvich shirayim. That was the sugya in the previous summit. So the Gvura Sri asked Akasha, what do you mean you can't be Zerikit? I understand you can't be Zerikit, Lefnai, Lefnimu, and the Hechel, because there you're supposed to do the Par and the Sar separately, but when you get to the Kronis, you're supposed to do it together. So I have a great idea. Be Zerik the Par and the Sar in the Hechel, and then when you're going to mix the Par and the Sar, mix his blood also with them. And then you'll be able to be Zerik all the Dam on the Dalit Kronis and on Tirai. And then, of course, you'll be able to do Shvicha Shirayim. As I think the Gvura Sri Gvaldi Gashayla. So the Mikdash David, his first teretz is that the din of doing matanis on the Kronis and the Tirai is to do the matanis with the dam that you did the Zvikal of Nayav Lim Lehechel. Since this dam, you couldn't do the Zvikal of Nayav Lim Lehechel, so you can't do this dam on the Kronis and the Tirai. Very good teretz. But then the Mikdash David says, I want to tell you another teretz. Mixing the dam is an avoida. It needs a kayin gadol. It's just like tmilas etzva and lika levaina. Whatever you need for an avoida is an avoida. So taking the levaina out of the mincha to burn on the mizbech is an avoida. Sticking your finger in the blood to put it on the mizbech is an avoida. Who are then mixing the dam apai and the dam asar is an avoida. It needs a kayin gadol. So there we're talking about it got mixed not through the kayin gadol. Some other kayin mixed it. Or some other person mixed it. So now it wasn't done on the other kind. Gadol, it doesn't have a din of Dhamma Par and Dhamma Sar. I think it's much easier to say this for Rav the Brisk Rav, that there's a din to Ma'ar of the Dham. If it's Dham a din to be Zarek the Dham together, then Lechara, the Erev of the Dham, is not an Aveda. But if it's a din that the Dham has to be mixed, so then the mixing can be an Aveda, and we need the kind Gadol. The Minchas Ram brings from our barrel another Gishmak Gavart al Pidus Brisky Rav. And we mentioned the Teis Hashanim's Kasha. The fable about the Teis Hashanim. The Teis Hashanim's Kasha was that why does the Gemara assume if you hold Ma'arv in the Kronos, you have a Raya, the Mimba Mina Leibato, or Ein Oilem of Alan says, eh? Even if you hold Ein Ma'arv in the Kronos, well, I'm actually Ma'arv in Fatir, right? So, Mel over there, you should bring a Raya to the same Yisayin, the Mimba Mina Leibato, and Ein Oilem of Alan says, eh? And you remember the Teis Hashanim's Teretz was, because it doesn't say Beferish Dam Asar, only if it says Beferish Dam Asar, you have a Raya. And if the Rav held that Bechal, you can't say it's Batal, it's the Sosa Bekach, it's only because the Torah calls it Dam Asar, so it's Halachic Dam Asar, that's how you know it's not Batal. But the Baral says, the feed this you say from the Rav, you could say another Teretz to Teis Hashanim's Kasha, not the Teis Hashanim's Teretz. Because the Rav had a Kasha, Mehecha Teisa, you're pouring all the Dam Apar and the Dam Asar. Maybe he's just making an exact amount. And that the Rav said, that the din of Alakach, Midama, Pai, Midama, Sar, is a din in the dam that it should be Ma'ariv together. So you have to Ma'ariv all the dam together. But that's only if you hold Ma'ariv in the Kronos. But if you hold a Ma'ariv in the Kronos, so this din of Ma'ariv and Fatirai, that's not a din of Dama, Pai, Dama, Sar. Teis Hashanim, there's bother where that din came from. Some want to say it came because it says Sheva Pamim. Not the Dalit Pamim, but being as it may, there is just a din that the Zrik is together. There's no din that the Dam has to be together. There's a din that the Zrik is Par and Sar, but the Zayin al Tirai should be together. But there's no din Teruvah, so there you can't bring a Raya, because Adrabah, make the Dam of the Par and the Sar, get an exact measure, an exact amount, and put it together. It's only because of the Pasuk of Alakach Midama Par Midama Sar, That teaches you the din teruv is dam. That tells you have to wall the dam. So then we know you do the dam parish room midam asar. But if the for the zayin al tiray, where it doesn't say block midam parish midam asar, so there's no din bats in teruvus. It's just the din to be zarek together. So there you could put together the dam that you want to put together. You can make an exact amount, and you wouldn't be a raya that min the mina lebatul or ein olam of alun zezeh. Lemaisa, of course, when the Gemara learns out from a different pasuk that ein olam of alun zezeh, of course you are going to put all the dam together. But upon him wouldn't be much from the pasuk.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.